been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Joining me, as always, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Brandon, we finally made it to the regular season. How about that, my friend?
Well, you know what? It's been a long wait, especially long, given the fact that our offseason was a few weeks more than what we were kind of used to here in Ravens Nation. But before we jump into week one, talking about the Bengals, I do want to talk about what we saw from the last preseason game and a couple of the cuts. Nobody really shocking that was cut from the Ravens to make the 53-man roster. Only name I really want to talk about that got cut was a veteran, A.Q., Shipley. What do you think this team's going to be like without A.Q. Shipley there? He got beat out by a rookie, a guy who doesn't have as much experience as him. Do you think the rookie he was up against just had a better training camp?
Yeah, I think when it came down to it, he just had a better camp. We're going to miss A.Q. Not mention that we can always sign him back to the practice squad, or we can always walk on the back barring any injuries if he doesn't have an MLG. You hate to see some guys leave. I know it's one of the hardest parts of the NFL, cutting down the rosters to 53. Obviously, it's the best 53, and I know with Harbaugh and the coaching staff, there's probably a lot of tough decisions. Again, you know, I like AQ. I've met the guy before. He's a nice guy. I think right now we're going to go with the best line into the season, and the coaching staff, they feel that's the best line to protect Flacco and to fortify the run game and really get this offense going, and that's what we're going to go with. And that's my opinion on that. Another one I want to throw out there was my friend John Simon, man. I was kind of shocked. I've always liked the John Simon. So I was kind of a little bummed out that he got cut as well, but we know it's the business of the NFL again. You know, you can't have no hard feelings. And if you don't perform and you're not up to the desk and somebody else outplays you, you're going to get your job taken out on you. Again, Brandon, that's why I've always said it all along. I know a lot of fans hate it. I know a lot of season ticket holders, you know, and I know I'm one of them, but a lot of them grumble and complain, oh, I got to go to preseason, or I got to load my tickets, or I got to pay for them. But this is what it's all about, Brandon. You're seeing it unfold. You know, you're seeing jobs on the line. They're playing for the jobs. Like I've always said, it's a job interview, and now the process is over. We're going and we're going to roll with the best 53 men up for the task to lead us into victory.
Yeah, absolutely, we are. And A.Q. Shipley, I mean, he did all right last year. He started the majority of the games last year, so I figured he'd do all right. But when a guy has a great opening training camp, a rookie, I mean, you got to give him a shot. You got to go with the best team available at that time. Real quick, before we start talking about the Bengals, the other guy I want to talk about, I believe Keith Wenning. I believe that's how you say his last name. He's a rookie quarterback. He got cut by the Ravens, but then re-signed to the practice squad. He had to clear waivers and everything. This is looking down the road. This is looking past this season. But as we know, Tyrod Taylor, he's been Joe Flacco's backup for so long. A lot of people have been worried if Joe were to go down with an injury or anything like that, if Tyrod could carry this team. But the thing is, I think Tyrod Taylor, he's a completely different player than Joe. He's more of a runner. He's definitely a different quarterback. So if Joe were to go down, the offensive line would have to completely change the way they play football because Joe and Tyrod are so different. Do you think that the Ravens keeping Keith on to the practice squad may be gearing him up to be more of a Joe Flacco-esque backup quarterback, because Tyrod is entering his last year of a contract? Could they be moving on from Tyrod next year and have this guy waiting in the wings to be kind of Joe Flacco light if Joe Flacco were to go down next year?
I mean, it's a possibility. It's hard to say at that point. I mean, any time a backup quarterback is tied to practice squad, you know, obviously you're not thinking, you know, media backup or anything like that. So an interesting point to bring up. I just see it is what it is. Keith Lanning got tied to practice squad. You never know. I mean, just don't know what the season will hold. If we really play knock on wood that Joe doesn't go down. He's been Joe Durable this whole time and played every single game for us over the span of 6 years, which is incredible. Tyrod's been a little formidable. I haven't seen too much of an impressive run from him, but what I've seen so far, I mean, so far this scope of the preseason, I've seen enough to where I feel okay. Not comfortable, but just okay with what's going on this preseason alone. If you're going to include the last 2, 3, 4 years, I don't know, man. It's tough. It's just a different game. It's the regular season. Starting defenses. I mean, Tyrod hasn't faced, I think, a starting defense unless it was week 4 of the preseason. But even then, it wasn't starting caliber defense. So Saints set players as well. So it's just really hard to tell. But, I mean, he's running on the practice squad. It just gives everybody an added luxury, added bonus to any insurance policies that we may have. And it keeps us from having to go into free agency pool and having to spend the quarterback or make a trade. You know, we have somebody who knows the system, but obviously I'm not going to feel comfortable for Dan and Keith Wedding leading this team. I mean, I'm not going to be comfortable throwing out their wins and losses. But that's just my spin on it.
Yeah, you know, this guy, this rookie, I mean, they definitely saw something in him, so of course they're going to sign him to the practice squad. But if they decide to keep Tyrod on after this year, I mean, this is going to be another one of those things that happens in the NFL. He's definitely going to have some competition to back up Joe because they see something in this kid. They definitely see something. I don't know what they see yet, but they definitely see something in what this kid is bringing to the table. So I'm definitely interested to see how this plays out. Of course, I want nothing to happen to Joe Flacco in any way. I want to see Joe Flacco on the field for every game the Ravens play for the foreseeable future. You know, I don't want this to be, you know, like season 3 Friday Night Lights when we got Matt Saracen and J.D. McCoy battling it out. I want to see Joe Flacco on the field as much as possible. But it's intriguing that the Ravens are figuring out who's going to be a better backup down the road and who's actually going to be the cheaper backup down the road, whether this rookie or Tyrod, in the seasons to come. But very interesting stuff. That's more business than anything else. Let's talk about the regular season of football. We are recording this September 3rd, Wednesday night. The football season starts officially tomorrow, which we're all excited about. And the Ravens, they're going to stay in town. They are going to be at the bank, M&T Bank Stadium, and they're going to be welcoming the Cincinnati Bengals to town at 1 o'clock on Sunday. This is a completely new team than last year. You know, we've got a new offensive coordinator. We've got new coaches. We've got new players. We got Steve Smith here. We've kind of seen how him and Joe are gelling together so far. We've seen the Ravens kind of, you know, on cruise control throughout this preseason. The Cincinnati Bengals, though, they kind of gave us a run for our money last year. We were there. We left early, though, for that game last year that went into OT. So tell me, what's your thought going into week one here? The Ravens got something to prove. Last year did not go the way they had wanted. So to me, they have something to prove right now. And the Bengals, they got something to prove as well. But, you know, M&T Bank, Baltimore, the Ravens, all that comes together for week one of football. I mean, that's something magical. I don't know if the Bengals can handle that.
Can they handle it? No. They haven't been too kind, especially season opener. I mean, everybody's making this correlation. I don't want to get too far into this because I don't read into all this nostalgia. But everybody's like, oh, last time the Ravens opened at home against the Bengals who won the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's true. If you make the correlations, but you really can't go off of that. I mean, that was a Monday night game. This is a Sunday at 1. But it is a home opener. It is the regular season on Sunday, and I'm amped as usual. But, you know, it is the Cincinnati Bengals. It is our divisional opponent. We know them very well. They know us. They got some dangerous weapons, and we got some dangerous weapons of our own. And some new ones, and we're going to see some new additions to our offense this year, as well as up in our peers on our side. So, you know, before we break all that down, I just want to cover that. Of course, Cincinnati is going to be up for this game. They're going to want to look out to get to a fast start against us. And not only that, but the Ravens and Joe Flacco's offense is known to get to a fast start against the Bengals. So, it is. We'll get to see what it's going to be, but they always play us tough. They got a great defense. And they got some offensive weapons. A.J. Green's going to give us some mismatch problems. I'm really curious to see how the secondary is going to pan out because we know the injuries with Webb and Jimmy Smith, everybody coming off injury, how they're going to guard Giovanni Bernard out of the backfield, J.J. Green, how they're going to just approach Andy Dalton's approach to the game. And just, I really can't wait to see how they scheme the game plan for all the weapons. And you got Jeremy Hill, the backup running back that they let go, the law firm at Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. So they do got some weapons, Marvin Jones, another receiver. So they got some dangerous pieces. If I sit here saying I'm scared, no, I'm never scared. You know, I bring on any opponent that can face, but we got to be concerned because they're not the Cincinnati Bengals of old where we would beat 30 to nothing. These Bengals get upset. They always do. And I really can't wait to see us go out there, man. I'm so excited. And I tell you what, man, it's very exciting when you get your marching orders on Sunday morning. We're leaving at 7:30 around the Bel Air area, and I just can't wait to get down to the bank.
Well, I kind of want to see you on game day because I know just like me, you went to that big, I guess it was a yard sale or whatever at M&T Bank Stadium. So I know you got even more gear than what you had last year, you know. So I'm intrigued to see what you're dressed up like. But yeah, this is going to be a fun game on Sunday. Let's talk about this: Joe Flacco versus Andy Dalton. That is a lot of money on that field. Joe Flacco has proven how much he is worth. Andy Dalton, he got a huge contract, a 6-year extension recently, and he's looked good. He's looked good. You know, he does have his ups and downs, but he's definitely a good quarterback. Is he going to have a chip on his shoulder? You know, the Baltimore Ravens are known for having, you know, a chip on their shoulder, for always being like, everyone's trying to keep us down. Do you think Andy Dalton's the type of quarterback who feels as if he has to prove he earned that money now? Are the Ravens going to be like that first team where we're going to see like a new Andy Dalton who kind of excels at everything he does, doesn't have an up and down game like he normally does?
Yeah, I mean, with anything with that kind of pressure, when you sign a contract like that, it's pressure, and it comes to the pressure to perform. Just like Joe Flacco did when he got his contract, but see, Joe earned that. Now everybody just said, okay, yeah, the whole debate is he worked it, was he worth it? Of course, we've already laid that to rest. We've already covered the episode where I went off on Andy Dalton's contract for, I think, a 5-minute rant. And I just really can't wait to see him try to earn it, but he's just not worth it, in my opinion. We already know that. For the record, you can go back and listen to the previous show on that one. It's comical. I love listening to that rant. But you're right, there's a lot of money in the field, but you're in the same respect. He's got to earn that contract. I don't know what he's done to even get it, but now I think he's got to earn it. He's going to go out and earn his keep. And Sunday's going to be a tough test, man. His defense ain't going to let up. They're going to be in his face. Doomerville sucks. They're all going to be in his face. And Nada included, and everybody, Matt Elam, Jimmy Smith, the company back there, are going to be looking for him to try to intercept some passes. I really can't wait to see what the young infusion of talent we have to really mix it up and give him a different look. And I think Gene Pease is a good scheme for him on Sunday. And to have him earn it, I mean, it's going to be a tough test. It's going to be a hard-fought division battle. And Harbaugh, those troops are ready for battle. Everybody's ready and rested. And for the first time in a long time that I haven't seen in recent months, that I don't even think there's any serious injuries on the injury report, which is unheard of. So I think for the most part, we're all healthy going into Sunday, which is great, because we have this quick turnaround, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But right now, we have the game plan for Andy and let him earn his keep.
Absolutely. So let's real quick switch over to offense. Of course, everybody knows Ray Rice and his 2-game suspension means he will not be playing this Sunday up against the Bengals. Do you feel as if this team is ready to go in the running game without Ray Rice out there? Do you feel as if everybody that's supposed to back him up has kind of proven themselves this training camp and this preseason? And do you think that that we'll be able to actually have a running game? Remember last year, even with Ray Rice on the field, the running game was pretty much non-existent. Do you think there's going to be a rebirth of this on the field, even without Ray Rice on the field the first 2 games?
Yeah, I actually believe that, Brandon. Am I worried about it? Absolutely. You're always worried about something like that going down. But in the same respect, we already knew this way ahead of time back in when did he get caught, in April, March, I can't remember. We knew he was going to be suspended. So it's just, it is what it is. We're going to go with the best men's possible, the best staff equipped to handle this offense and to handle, you know, with the coaching staff all the way down to the players, and we're going to handle it accordingly. I'm very, very comfortable with Bernard Pierce. I'm very, very comfortable with Justin Forsett. When it comes down to it, they're going to make a run for it. What I've seen in preseason, barring that Bernard Pierce is okay, I am more than confident enough that they're going to get the job done.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bernard Pierce. I feel as if the last couple years he's kind of shown he's been out of that Ray Rice shadow. Ray Rice has been a great asset to this team, but right now, you know, with what happened in the offseason, as terrible as everything happened with Ray Rice and the situation they're going through with the suspension, Bernard Pierce really has something to show here, to show that he might be able to do a little bit more than Ray Rice can do, because Ray Rice isn't as young as he used to be, you know, so that's going to be very interesting. I liked what I saw from Bernard Pierce last season, so hopefully I believe he had like a surgery or something this off season. Hopefully, you know, that's not going to affect him too much, because I feel as if Bernard Pierce can really make a splash this season. And I believe it was Brian Billick who even said his own thought was that Gary Kubiak would like a guy like Bernard Pierce more than Ray Rice in his offense. So I'm going to be very interested to see what happens in the next two games and whether or not, when Ray Rice is available to come back, if Bernard Pierce kind of steps to the side and Ray shows back up into that offensive line, or if Bernard Pierce does well enough that he kind of warrants the starting spot maybe for the games after Ray Rice does come back.
You know what, that's a pretty interesting point. I mean, you have to wonder if Bernard Pierce, you know, has, you know, four touchdowns and, you know, 300 yards rushing after two games, what do you do? You know, do you have him starting and Ray Rice as backup? That brings up a good point. I'd like to see how it pans out. What I think might happen, unless, you know, you're right, unless Bernard Pierce sets the world on fire, I think once Ray Rice is back against Cleveland, Ray Rice gets the starting job back. It is what it is. I mean, I like to see it, and not only for that, but it's a funny thing you say that, because not only is this going to translate on the real life, you know, the real life playing field, but I have an interesting thing of my own, because I have both backs on my fantasy squads, and I actually am starting Bernard Pierce for the first 2 weeks. So it is interesting to see, because I did pick up Ray Rice, speaking of my fantasy teams, late in the mid to late rounds. Because I expect him to start for the rest of the year, he's a starting running back caliber. And even for that, it's just an interesting storyline to see. And I've even been discussing that with a few friends of mine all along. I'm glad we're bringing it up today on the show. It's one of those things in the back of your mind, like, what if Bernard Pierce performs well? What if Forsett's a great backup? Do you mess with that? Again, I don't know. I mean, If you even look at our counterpart, the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, you know, they're doing great, but it's for respect. I know we can't compare football and baseball, but just for the injury sake, the Orioles have been doing lighting the world on fire this year, and we have a lot of things to say about here in Baltimore with the season starting, but Manny Machado got hurt, Manny Machado comes back. And it's almost like we had the same questions when I was talking to my friends about the Orioles. Do you bring them back because it messes with the gel of the team and how the flow? No, you gotta put these guys back. They're your starters, and, you know, you gotta pay them accordingly. And I think my deep down gut says I think Ray Rice will get the starting nod in week three, regardless of what Bernard Pierce does. That means it might be a more balanced attack. But it is one of those things that you monitor closely. And I'm sure Harbaugh's been asked this before. It's what if Bernard Pierce does this? What if Forsett does this? So, you know, it's a great question to throw around there. And I can't wait to see what unfolds. But whatever unfolds, I really hope Bernard Pierce provides just what we've been missing all last year, and it's a spark in the running game to open up the passing game. And when we're down the goal line, the defenses aren't going to know that we're going to pass it. They know that we're going to run the ball, and we're going to run it effectively, because we're not going to be afraid, and we can run that ball effectively up the middle. So I really can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, With the cuts that were made and with this 53-man roster, there are a plethora of receivers for Joe Flacco to go after, to target. So you got to wonder how much of a running game is going to be a part of this team going forward. That's something I'm very intrigued to see this Sunday, whether or not they decide to throw the ball more or whether they decide to run it more. So we'll see what happens. I'm very excited. I just can't wait for Sunday, 1 o'clock, to see these Ravens do their thing. But this is going to be
Brandon.
What's that?
I said, I've always loved that word plethora. I never understood what that word meant. Plethora. I don't even know how to spell it. I would probably fail a one word spelling bee to try to find. I might have to look that up when the shoes are plethora. Try to spell that, use that in a sentence. I have no clue. It sounds like a body part.
Well,
like urethra. It's like probably up there with a urethra. Is,
you know, I like to pull out the plethora every once in a while, but that's a different show. But hey, since we're talking about a plethora of things, I know you're a big guy that's into fantasy football. How many leagues have you actually joined this year?
I said it would be three, and 6 leagues later, I'm in six.
Six, Jesus. That is crazy. I don't know how you keep up with all that.
I don't know either. Between that and actually trying to work two jobs and got Raven season tickets, I'm on overload, bro.
Oh, well, you know what? That's great, man.
Well,
that's great. So,
speaking of overload, this week, you're going to see a lot of exciting tweets. And next week, I'm going to be amped up as ever. But I know we discussed this a couple shows ago. But I'm going to have an epic week. And I know you follow the WWE as close as I do.
Yeah.
And just get this, but like I know that with the Ravens Bengals on Sunday, then I turn right around on Monday. I'm going to Monday Night Raw in Baltimore, and I found out that obviously they're having the rematch of Orton and Roman Reigns, and they're having a steel cage match. So I'm pumped as ever to just be a part of that. And then I turn around 2 days later and go to Ravens Steelers, and it's Steeler week right away. I'm going to be on overload next week, bro. I don't think anybody can stand me next week. I'm going to be on overload excitement, brother.
Well, you know, you also get to see Jerry Springer come to Raw and help out the Bella Twins, but I don't think anyone can help save that storyline, because that is just, I like seeing the Bellas on TV, but good Lord, that...
Right,
that...
Oh, yeah, Nikki Bella is my favorite, but speaking of that, I really can't wait to see that as well, but we get to see the two losers come into Baltimore, Jerry Springer and Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers. Great, and it's just great.
All right, man. Well, what is there anything else you want to discuss about the game on Sunday, or should we switch over to some like Raven festivities coming up?
Well, unless you want to skip over the predictions, I mean, I don't know how important they are to you, but I was going to throw out a prediction of the score out there.
Absolutely, man. Let's
hear it. And I'm going to do something new this year. I don't know if we've done it in the past. I know we do our game balls at the end of the games, and that's a recap. But I wanted to do let's maybe pick one player on each side of the ball. They always had to pick the click for the Orioles. I like to throw a spin on it and have our our birds to watch per se on both sides of the ball and who we think is going to be the star on each side of the football for our team on Sunday. First off, I'm going to give a prediction, and then I'll let you lead off on our birds to pick here. I'm going to give a prediction. It's going to be 27-17 Ravens.
I like that. That sounds good. 27-17. I like that.
And who are your birds to pick this week, man?
Let's see. Each side of the ball. I want to say. I got to say that. I want to see Steve Smith come out and have a big opening, a big game for the Ravens. So I'd like to see him kind of come out and blow the world up. And of course, you know me, I'm a huge Marlon Brown fan. I'd love to see him really, really show up this game and continue the craziness that he had last season. And let's see, defensive wise, I got to go with the newbie, man, C.J. Mosley.
You stole my pick.
Yeah, think about that. First NFL game at M&T Bank Stadium in a Ravens uniform. I mean, we're there as fans, and it's magical. I mean, to be on the field, to be your very first game, I mean, he's definitely going to want to show, you know, the best side that he has to the Ravens fans. So I can see C.J. Mosley really coming out of the woodwork and just setting the world on fire.
Absolutely, man. I can agree with both of his picks. I'm going to pick a little bit similar. I'm actually going to go, it's hard to say because, you know, with any of the receivers clicking, you know, number five clipping under center and Joe Flacco delivering the ball. But I think I'm going to pick our boy Dennis Pitta coming back from injury. I think he's going to have a bounce back game. He had a huge game years ago on Monday Night Football against the Bengals and starting off the Super Bowl season. And I think it's going to start again with Dennis Pitta all the way down the middle of the field. And anywhere he's going to catch the ball, he's going to be an impact. And if you want defense, I'm looking for, you saw my pick boy Mosley, so it's really hard for him to pick. You know what? Now, it remains the team because I know Terrence Brooks made the team. I like to see our rookie, Terrence Brooks. I'm going to pick him as unsung hero. But I like to see Jimmy Smith step up and take care of A.J. Green and eliminate him from the game plan. So I like to see Jimmy Smith quit.
That's a good thing to do because that was really the only question just due to injury, what was going to happen with Jimmy Smith and Lardarius Webb. So to put the spotlight on him, I think that's a good thing for you to do because really he's going to be a guy that a lot of people are going to be watching to see
absolutely
how he does. So that's a good call there. So let's real quick talk about this, man. This week the Ravens and Baltimore loves to party and welcome the Ravens back to Baltimore. And of course, if you're listening to this, we're recording this on September 3rd. On September 4th, Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock, Fitz and the Tantrum are playing a free concert down at Power Plant to usher in the Ravens season, so definitely check that out. And then Purple Friday, the Ravens caravan is driving all over the place, and they're going to be making stops from 7:30 in the morning all the way until 10 o'clock at night, starting off at High Tops and Timonium and ending 10 o'clock at Jimmy's Famous Seafood down there in Dundalk. So check it out. Go to BaltimoreRavens.com to check out all the stops. And if they can
I'll be at Jimmy's, by the way. I'll be at Jimmy's. I get off at 7, so I'm probably going to sneak into Jimmy's early and just sit there and wait.
I like that, man. That's a good idea. I might have to join you on that one because
I won't be at the festivities, obviously. Unfortunately, I work, and not to pour you all on my personal details, but I do work for a living on the side of it. So
yeah.
I have to work part jobs tomorrow, so unfortunately I won't be downtown for the festivities. And Purple Friday, I'll be sleeping at the desk all day, but I'll be there in spirit wearing, and I'll be wearing my jerseys all weekend long for Purple Friday. We're going to start kickoff tomorrow. My work's letting us wear some jerseys early. Can't wait for that. And that's our festivities. And then, like I said, I'll be down there, getting right to get off. So anybody wants to join me at Jimmy's Famous, please do.
And, hey, here's something else. Kind of came over the Ravens app today, and I was shocked to see it, but they're unveiling the Ray Lewis statue tomorrow on September 4th at 11 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, when I first heard that, but I misread that because I thought it meant next Thursday, and I'm looking at my chops because I said, ooh, I'm off for the Steelers game. I took off. I'm thinking, ooh, I'm going to get down there at like 8 a.m. And then I read the text message and read the Ravens say, it's actually tomorrow. I was still recording this on September 3rd, so for those who listen after the fact, it's already going to be taken care of. But I'm just a little bummed out to see that it's not going to be able to the public, but I can understand the Ravens doing and the PR moves and the media moves because of there's almost quarter of a million people for a Super Bowl parade. That can only mean for the Ray Lewis statue, there's probably 100,000 people trying to flock the statue. So, again, they're doing a private ceremony. It can be watched streamed on the Ravens website. I'm a little bit pumped about that because I probably won't get to watch it. But again, I really can't wait what speech Ray has to do. I can't wait to finally see it. I'm going to see it bright and early on Sunday. And it's going to be, it's almost going to pose an interesting thing for the fans because, everybody's going to want to see that statue be all over, taking pictures from Sunday to Thursday. And that's why I'm thinking I might take a detour maybe on Saturday night and might take a detour downtown and actually get to see it before Sunday morning because I can only imagine a logjam at that United Plaza getting in the scene because not only do we have to touch Johnny Q, which is the old tradition, now you got the Ray Lewis statue and everybody posed on what to do with this statue. With this one, do you have any tradition? Do you rub his foot just like Johnny's foot? But what do you do? Do you do a signature fly dance for Ray's dance? Do you, I don't know. So I'm still debating on what I want to do, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get down there early on Sunday morning because there's going to be a flock of people down there ready to take pictures and everything. So, but that's my game plan. I really, really can't wait to see this pose. I think it's going to be a signature of his dance coming out of the tunnel. I've been seeing some teaching, and I think all along this is going to be a treat for us to see, man. And it comes full circle. We have a legend enshrined right there in front of the stadium. And I really can't wait, Brody. I really can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do. I'm excited to see the pose that Ray is in. I want to go and see it firsthand, so I might have to check it out before Sunday as well. So I'm excited. Finally, Ravens football regular season is right there, right upon us. I can't wait to get this season started. But As far as this show goes, did we miss anything? That we didn't talk about?
Did we miss anything? I'm going to say, is the correct answer not a chance, sir?
I think it is not a chance. That's right. So,
oh, winner, winner, chicken din.
if you want to talk Baltimore Ravens football with myself or Josh, you can tweet to us. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet me and find me at Italian at GQ52.
That's right. Now, as we have said before, this show is done completely for free, and you can download it on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Speaking of the BSR Network, here's a quick word from them right now.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
All right, everybody, make sure you go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. We'll tell you whenever a new show comes out. And I'm trying, and hopefully I'm going to stick to this year. Throughout the regular season, I'm going to try to post pictures of either tailgates or parties I go to for the Ravens. I'm going to try to post some pictures of the Ray Lewis statue. I'm going to try to make that Facebook a little bit more Ravens-centric for you guys. So make sure you go to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Also go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash and like Brando Cash Entertainment. You'll get information about this podcast and all the other podcasts we do, along with photos and videos as well. Go to BrandoCash.com for information about all the podcasts from Brando Cash Entertainment, like The Call and What the Puck, which is gearing up because Capitals training camp starts September 19th. So we're excited about hockey starting up again as well. Remember, we do the show for free. You download it for free. You stream it for free. You tell your friends about it for free, right? That's what we need you guys to do. Help us get even bigger on the iTunes world, on the podcasting world out there. Have the Ravens realize that they got podcasters that love the Ravens out there. So be social with the show and tell people about The Call. Tell people on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and anywhere you are social on the web. Let people know, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call every single week, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for The Call this week. We got the Bengals coming up on Sunday. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Yes, Brandon, thank you very much for all that. And, guys, it's free, and you like it. Just like Facebook, man. Just make us just a little bit like Facebook, and we'll just thank you that much, man. Just do it. Listen, free. I mean, that's all good. But Brandon reiterated, and I cannot wait until Sunday. I'm almost out of breath because I'm so excited. My heart rate is through the roof. I am animated and tempered. The time has come, everybody. Get your marching orders. Get to bed early on Saturday night. Don't go out too late, guys, please, because we already know we're going to be partying hard Sunday morning. All the lots are going to be full. Get your tailgate menus ready. And it's going to be a double dip because we got 2 games in 4 days, guys. Steelers week's right around the corner. But we first got to take care of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's right. They're going to invade, and we're going to take care of business to be 1-0 in the young season and 1-0 in our division. And we're going to show them who's boss, and we're going to take the crown from them. Defending AFC North champs, come to M&T Bank Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be there, Lottie. I know you all are going to be there, and I really can't wait. Again, the regular season starts. Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high with a win on Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.